Blessed is he who is not scandalized in me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the workplace, we see that various employers and employees engage in different kinds of sins, which, of course, make the workplace a harder place to work. And it's also something which we have to keep in mind when we're trying to lead a good and Christian life, what our obligations are in the workplace. As to their sins of the employers, their obligations to their employees rise out of justice and charity. And so it's important that we recognize that they have to create a workplace that is an atmosphere of charity and justice. One of the sins that employers commit is not allowing one's employees reasonable time for religious duties and instruction. That is, they'll actually require them to do work or things of this sort, which we'll talk about in a minute, but they don't allow them time to engage in religious duties and instructions. They also make them work unnecessarily on Sundays and holy days of obligation, which they know if they come from the Christian tradition in any sense of the term, they should know they are not supposed to work on Sundays or holy days of obligations. Employers often give bad example to their employees and allowing others in the place to do so. That is, they allow other employees to be a bad example to those around them. Employers have an obligation to ensure that the workplace, again, is a place of justice and charity. And that means that they have an obligation to correct their employees on matters pertaining to the work and to the proper conduct within the workplace. If necessary, they must fire those employees who refuse to give up their sin in the workplace. The workplace is not a place to legitimize or to have or for the employee to vent his various sins around everyone else. Rather, the employer has an obligation to make sure that they're not sinning in the workplace. And if they refuse to stop their sin, then they simply fire them. Employers must have sound policies in order to avoid these things. So when they set up a company, they have to make sure that it's in the policies that things like profanity and vulgarity, theft, backbiting and things like that are not tolerated in the workplace. This also means that they need to make sure that those under them do not make the workplace difficult for other people, which is kind of chronic in most places. That is, very often employers will turn a blind eye to what the other employees are doing because they just don't want to have to deal with them or they like them or whatever the case may be. Another sin is when employers impose unreasonable policies. That is, they make it too difficult for people to work in the workplace, or their policies cause rancor among the various people working. Another sin that employers fall into is by allowing politics to dominate the workplace. That is, they allow employees to play off of each other and to make the situation difficult and requiring people to conform to things and to other people's ideas which are not necessary in the workplace. This type of thing cannot be tolerated. Another sin of employers is withholding the lawful wages of those who have worked there. And you see this from time to time when someone will contract with like a contractor or they'll be working and the employer knows that if he keeps the money for a certain amount of time, he'll make more money in the interest, so he drags out paying them in an orderly fashion. This is impermissible. It's a sin against justice. Employers also sin by not caring for their employees in their sickness and in their need. If you take someone on his work, you have an obligation to adjust their work schedule or to help them when they become sick and not to fire them unless it's absolutely necessary for the survival of the company. Also, employers sin by dismissing their employees arbitrarily and without a due cause. This is a sin against justice, especially if the employee is doing his job and is doing everything that is required of him. Another sin of the employers is not paying them a proportionate, sufficient, or reasonable wage for the work that they do. It's not a matter of what the market will bear, it's a matter of what is reasonable, and sometimes those are not the same thing. Another sin that employers fall into is by giving a job to a female who has no other obligations, when a male with a family who needs to support them is just as qualified or is sufficiently qualified to do so. By requirements of the natural law, we have an obligation to make sure that the males within the families have the ability to support their children and their wife above and beyond what the females may need, unless that is something in which they need it in order to support the family. Another sin that employers get involved in is discrimination and unfair treatment and favoritism in the workplace, which is not connected to the nature of the employee's work. Obviously, if someone is your personal secretary, you're going to be giving them a different kind of a treatment than if there's someone who you don't have too much dealings with. But these types of things have to be carefully guarded against, because favoritism and unfair treatment can give rise to difficulties within the workplace and therefore cause problems of sin among the employees. Employers also sin by not providing their employees the means necessary to fulfill their assigned task. It's a sin against rationality when employers will assign someone, will do X, and then they don't give you any means to do X. And then when you don't do X, they get mad at you. And this is irrational. And quite frankly, it's a sin against justice and charity. Also, employers sin when they overwork their employees or make them work excessive hours without due compensation or to the detriment of their family. They have to realize that the work is not the be-all, end-all of the employee. Rather, it is, in fact, a necessary means for him to support his family. Employees sin in a variety of different ways. One of the first ways they sin is by disrespect to the employer. That is, when they don't show him the proper deference insofar as he is in a position of authority within the company. Employees also sin by want of obedience in matters wherein one is bound to obey. For example, if you sign a contract which requires you to do certain things and your employer tells you to do them and you fail or refuse to do them, this is a sin against obedience. Employees also sin by wasting time on the workforce, that is, when they're working. You see this a lot when people will surf the internet and waste time doing personal emails or things of this type during work. Now, it's one thing if the employer tells you you're permitted to do so. It's another thing if he does not. This is a sin against justice, that is, wasting time, because your employer is paying you for something that you did not do. So it's a form of theft. Also, employees commit sins by neglect of their work. That is, they sin against justice. That is, they're being paid for not doing something. And it's also a sin against diligence. So you cannot neglect your work or neglect those specific things. Now, I realize that there are some things about a person's job that they like and other things they don't. And you'll find that people will tend to neglect those things they don't like. Also, employees sin by waste of employer's property, by dishonesty, carelessness, or neglect. So people will waste paper or things like that because they're careless or they're not just paying attention and things of this sort. Employees also sin by stealing from their employer. And you see this quite often. People will take usually little things like pens and paper and things like that when the employer has not given permission to do so. This is often done with the justification that the company has plenty of money and so they're not really hurting them. Many employees fail to make restitution in these matters, and that is also a sin. Employees sin by violating company policies without a sufficient reason. This is a sin because it causes disorders in the workplace, which makes it difficult for other people to do their work. Employees also sin by lying to their employer about the work that they've done, or when there's something goes wrong, whose fault it is, because they don't want to be blamed for it, and things of this sort. Therefore, be very conscious of your obligations in justice and in charity to your employees, to your employer, and those whom you work with. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen.